guys doing? It's still me again, and you are welcome to another interesting episode of Let's Just. How you guys doing? Hope you're still keeping safe. Please continue to stay safe. All right, I think last episode I talked about how I started seeing money highs and all of that, and there was an episode I did before asking you guys what you think about the movie or the TV series rather, and what was your reaction. Do you guys think I should see it or not? Well, I have finished seeing the TV series, yay. And wasn't so bad after all. I mean, I must give it to Spanish people though. I did not expect they could come up with something very interesting like that. Thumbs up. The movie was dope. I really liked it. And I was asking myself, why did I not watch it all this while? Like, what have I been waiting for? Or what was I waiting for all this while? But nevertheless, Money Heist was very interesting. And we are all waiting for season 5. And for those that have seen the series, did you also cry when Nairobi died? Because me, I cried though. I don't even know why I cried. I just know that when they don't show that, that tears came off my eyes. It was very emotional. Please, I actually recommend the movie for you guys to see. It can be boring at one point, but just continue. And at the end, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, the movie was dope. I actually liked the movie. The whole robbery thing was bad, though there were some flaws. I mean, human beings are not perfect and all of that, but it was still good. And for those people that were comparing Money Heist to Prison Break, like, are you serious? There's no even comparison there now. Definitely, if I'm in prison, I'm definitely choosing Michael Scofield to bail me out than Professor. Professor is smart, no doubt, but Michael Scofield is just my guy. He thinks like, I don't know how he thinks, but he's very, very smart. Both of them are very smart. No comparison. Everybody just does. Anyone, sha? English. They sha is to do their own thing very in their own way. How the director or how the script for the movie went, but thumbs up to Money Heist cast and crew. It was an interesting one, and we are all waiting for season 5. Anyway, that was how I told you that we're into joke that tension. Bad news, could not continue again. Everybody that is telling me that this guy is lazy, I agree. I could not continue. Like, after that one, my whole body was paining me. Then I told myself, this life, I can't keep myself. So I stopped the jogging because I'll do other things to, I don't know, lose weight, burn calories, but jogging is out of it. I can't do it. If you're out there, you go out for your workout and your exercises, you jog every morning, you go for a run, please continue. It's actually good for your body. It's good to stay fit and be healthy. Okay, so today's gist. So, I was thinking about something with a friend, you know, growing up, getting married, and all of that. You know, at some point in time, all of us has always imagined this is the kind of guy I want to get married to, or this is the kind of girl I want to get married to. Maybe somebody you were friends with right from when you guys were in school, you know, children, you guys play husband and wife, daddy and mommy. And somehow, you guys grew up together, and then you've always said, okay, definitely I'll grow up and work and get everything and marry this girl. But you feel threatened, like, especially to the guys, you always feel like, I can't get married to this girl of my dreams, or this girl I've always said I want to get married to. Because, you know, if you want to talk about marriage, the age is not always, time is not always on the girl's side. Yes, at some point when the girl is done with school and everything, everybody's saying, auntie, you'll get married, or when are you bringing husband and all of that. So at that point, you are not yet established, you don't have a job yet, you don't have enough money that you want to. Time is not on this girl's part. Do you feel threatened that because of this I can't get married to the girl of my dreams and all of that? Or you as the girl, you're just like, I can't wait for this guy, yo. He's not established yet, he doesn't have all those things yet, and other people are coming, they're already established. I'm just going to give in to one of these guys already established, and then it's breaking your heart that you want to wait for this guy, but you don't know how long it takes. So most times, I think guys actually feel pressured more because they feel like they don't have that enough money yet, and this girl can't wait. So do you have that fear too as a guy, especially the guys? Do you have that fear that someday you might not get to get married to the girl of your dreams because you're not established, you're not you don't have enough job, you don't have work yet, you don't have enough money, you cannot just marry a girl and keep her and not be able to take care of her now. Doesn't like make sense in him. So do you have that fear? Because I was talking about this with a friend, like I said earlier, and the guy was really pouring out his fears to me that he's so scared the way he is right now. He's not really so many things are not getting in place yet. He's scared that he may not end up getting married to the girl of his dreams because, like I said, time is not always on the girl's part when it comes to marriage. But I was telling him that some girls, we actually wait for this guy that they say, okay, this is the guy of my dreams, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. No matter how it takes, I will wait for him to get established, I'll wait for him to be settled, I'll wait for him to be in, you know, enough to say, okay, yes, we can get married. Some girls used to wait, some girls may want to wait, but because of society, because of family, because of friends, they will not be able to wait, so they have to get married to whoever is ready that comes along. But to me personally, I feel if this guy already has a job, at least we're not drinking Gary, we can buy good food, we have a roof over our head. I mean, you guys can just start off from somewhere. He doesn't have to build all the whole castles, he doesn't need to have the whole Lamborghini, the whole Ferrari and everything. I'm sitting there with like, your eyes are mean now. It's not like I don't like all those things, I do, but then he must not have all those things before you say, okay, you want to settle down with him. You can just start up from somewhere. Yes. So, but most times people do not want to understand that, okay, you can just start up from scratch. Everybody wants to get married to a guy that's already established. And guys too, these days most guys want to get more money, get houses, be established, have millions in their accounts before they even want to approach a girl that they want to get married to her. And I will not really blame them, because it's actually the fault of the girls, the kind of girls. Everybody wants money now and here, so it's not their fault that they want to have plenty of money before they settle down. Yes, thank you brother for nodding your head. But seriously, if you feel threatened, or if you feel this fear that you may not end up getting married to the girl of your dreams because of you may not be established or something, let me know. Tell me, do you feel that? Do you feel someday this guy is going to lose? Do you also, like, especially my guys, you guys feel like that? Or it's just, shasha, we'll just marry when we feel like, or anybody that comes around when we want to get married? Or do you feel threatened that because I may not be established, this girl can't wait for me, so I'm going to lose her? Send me your reactions, drop a comment, tell me if you also have that fear. And a new segment is going to be coming up on the Let's Gist podcast. I will be giving out a shout out. You can also send me shout outs to people you want me to give a shout out for, either birthdays or a special person you just want to make a shout out to. Yes, I'll be giving shout outs every day. Okay, well, not really every day, but I may help you call the person if it's birthday or you just want to say hi to the person. Please drop a comment after listening to this and let me know what you think about the podcast. Give me suggestions on new topics you want me to talk about. Thank you very much, guys, for listening. I love you all. Please stay safe. Bye.